Well, I think there's a great deal of minority issues, in fact, all around the world. We're talking about linguistic, religious, or ethnic minorities. But one of the key issues, currently critical issues, is the situation of the Rohingya minority from Myanmar, who are in a desperate situation. As you, most of you have heard, there are hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who have fled to Bangladesh and find themselves essentially in a stateless position, which means they're extremely vulnerable right now.
Do you have any concerns on some like more global issues that affect several communities?
Absolutely. I mean, when we there are critical issues, for example, such as statelessness or hate speech and the rise of intolerance around the world. And what we tend to forget is in all of those, most of those cases, as a matter of fact, the majority of stateless people are, in fact, from minority backgrounds. The victims, the targets, for example, of hate speech are quite often also minorities. So there are a number of general areas, priorities, which actually address some of the world's most vulnerable segments of societies. And these are minorities who find themselves usually, or more often than not, victims of these kinds of violations of their basic human rights.
How do you believe rights of minorities might be defended in the best way?
Well, I think one of the best ways is to actually recognize that we are dealing with fundamental human rights of minorities. And this is not always the case. There is a tendency perhaps sometimes to assume that minority rights is a special category of rights, or perhaps not even well-established human rights. This is false. This is wrong. So we have to emphasize, clearly indicate, that we are dealing with fundamental human rights, which the United Nations has the obligation to protect and promote, and then we can go the next step, which is to try to define more clearly what these rights are and how they should be protected.
Can you make an example of a case that particularly affected you in your experience?
Well, I think the case of the Rohingya. I am familiar with the region. I have been to Myanmar a few times. And I'm actually quite concerned that this situation has evolved the way it has. Because in reality, this has there have been issues going back decades almost. So in a sense, we had warning signs that we should have been able, the international community, the United Nations, should have addressed this, I think, more clearly, looked at it more closely, and perhaps intervene or engage the government earlier. We haven't done that, and now we have a horrific situation affecting hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children.
Can you make a specific example of some cases that you met, or is your relation with these cases more distant, let's say?
I would say it's more general. I actually have been involved with minority groups in Myanmar, and so that's why I am a bit familiar with that situation. And I had a dialogue that was established, in fact, with some minorities and with other individuals and civil society organizations in Myanmar. So in that sense, I was involved with the issues generally of minorities in Myanmar, though not specifically with the Rohingya.
Is there something further you want to say to our audience?
What I would like to say is that we need to talk about minority issues much more. When we refer to minorities, we tend to forget that they are, in fact, among the world's most vulnerable. And so this kind of message must be reflected upon and perhaps acknowledged much more than it has been until now.